Now, we've got more industrial action. A couple of thousand doctors go on strike next month. As always, it's about the pay. They've rejected the latest offer. The strike will see a full withdrawal of work for 25 hours, starting at 7 a.m. May the 7th. National Secretary of Resident Doctors Association, Deborah Powell, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what are the chances of settling this before strike day?
There's always the possibility of settling. We are going to mediation next week, so we live in hope.
How far apart are you?
Well, it would appear quite a way. We did bargaining last week and week before, and made it very clear that a pay cut and the other unacceptable parts of this offer were exactly that, unacceptable. We thought we got through. We thought we actually had the basis of a deal that would probably get across the line. But the bargaining team for Te Whatu Ora went back to the powers that be and they said no. And so here we are now, basically.
When you talk about that, no, there are no cuts. No one's offering anybody a cut. Explain how a cut, you cannot tell me that a negotiator's turning up in a room saying you're earning $50,000 and by the way, the new offer's $47,000. There's no way that's happening.
Well, unfortunately, it is. Only to a minority of our members. So there's about 300 registrars in areas like pathology and psychiatry and radiation oncology who are affected. And our general practice registrars are the other group that are affected. So unfortunately, it's exactly what they're saying. They're sort of robbing Peter to pay Paul. And the majority of our members would get a very good pay rise.
Circa what?
This is how they're going to balance the books.
So when you say good pay rise, circa what? What are we talking about roughly?
Oh, well, it varies. It depends on where you are in the scale, but up to 25%, so a significant pay rise.
Do you think they could give them less than 25% and then not cut the other salaries?
That's what we've asked for, and we thought we'd got to that position, as I say, but sadly not. The powers that be turned it down.
So if you take the cuts out, if you can get past that, I mean, no one listening to this is going to be balking at 25%. That's a fantastic increase in salary.
Absolutely.
Not to mention inflationary.
Absolutely. Remember, we have a significant problem with people leaving New Zealand. We have 500 vacancies amongst the resident doctor workforce, and that's been going on for a while now. So we did need to do something about their salaries, and that's what the offer for most of our members represents. But unfortunately, there are elements of the offer which don't cut the mustard.
All right, appreciate your time. See where it goes. Deborah Powell from the National Secretary of Resident Doctors Association.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.